Spent the years and been a friend to her, and that her eyes were still as blue.
The following is a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page. It was Christmas Eve. He was at the grocery store when he saw her, standing in the frozen food section. He touched her sleeve. At first, she didn't recognize him, then remembered. They couldn't find a bar in which to catch up, so they got a six-pack and sat in her car, and he would write.
We drank a toast to innocence. We drank a toast to now. Tried to reach beyond the emptiness, but neither one knew how.
According to writer Phil Luciano, each Christmas time, Peoria cozies up to Dan Fogelberg. The feeling might be hard to explain outside folks from his hometown and longtime fans of the singer-songwriter, wrote Luciano. Both of those groups fondly know of Fogelberg's love of Christmas. Plus, for them, there's a heady mix of emotion automatically fostered by December, which twice played a key role in Fogelberg's life. December served as the setting for his poignant Same Old Lang Syne, released 17 years before his death on December 16, 2007. Fogelberg, known for his songs Longer from 1979, Same Old Lang Syne from 1980, died of prostate cancer that day in December. His wife, Jean Fogelberg, designed Christmas cards to support the Prostate Cancer Foundation. Each year, the Prostate Cancer Foundation sells Christmas cards as a fundraiser for research, wrote Luciano. The PCF cards support research in Dan's name, but it's behind-the-scenes kind of support, his wife says. Dan encouraged men to get checked regularly so they wouldn't have to go through what he went through, and the cards are my way of carrying that on.
Tried to be a soldier once, but his music wouldn't wait.
Daniel Grayling Fogelberg was born on August 13, 1951. His mother, a classically trained pianist, was a Scottish immigrant. His father was a high school band director. Fogelberg wrote Leader of the Band for his father, writing,
"The leader of the band is tired and his eyes are growing old. But his blood runs through my instrument, and his song is in my soul. My life has been a poor attempt to imitate the man. I'm just a living legacy to the leader of the band."
His father died the year after the song was released. Cited by SongFacts, the song references a moment between father and son just before Fogelberg dropped out of college, deciding to leave in the middle of a semester to pursue music, not what most parents want to hear. Fogelberg's father was disappointed, but supported his son's decision, telling Dan to try it for a year. The music thing worked out well. Dan drove to Los Angeles, got a record deal, and became one of the top-selling solo artists of the 1970s. According to the New York Times, Fogelberg's songs helped define the soft rock era. In his later years, he would write material that focused on the state of the environment, an issue close to his heart, according to the Times. In one concert, according to the LA Times, he spoke out about environmental politics. He reached out to the audience in a lucid discussion of ecological perils and economic greed, and then followed it up with a newly written dirge for endangered species. Fogelberg was diagnosed with advanced prostate cancer in 2004. After battling the disease, he died at his home in Deer Isle, Maine, at the age of 56. The notice posted to his website read, "Dan left us this morning at 6 o'clock a.m. He fought a brave battle with cancer and died peacefully at home in Maine with his wife Jean at his side. His strength, dignity, and grace in the face of the daunting challenges of this disease were an inspiration to all who knew him."
My life has been a poor attempt to imitate the man. I'm just a living legacy to the leader of the band.
After his death, his former high school sweetheart, who he memorialized in his song Same Old Lang Syne, came forward, saying the events of the song more or less actually happened as he wrote it. They had an on-again, off-again relationship for several years, until Fogelberg left his hometown to pursue his music career. She became a teacher and married. On Christmas Eve, 1975, they both returned to their hometown to visit with family when they met at the grocery store. She was buying eggnog, he was looking for whipped cream. They parked near the store, which is now part of Fogelberg Parkway, which runs along the high school they both attended, where his father was a teacher and a band leader. 5 years after their chance meeting, she was driving in her car when she first heard the song. "It's a memory that I cherish," she said. "We drank a toast to innocence. We drank a toast to time, reliving in our eloquence another Auld Lang Syne. I have ever known. Mine takes to yours and yours alone. And yours sing just to me." This was a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page, produced at the KTWH Community Radio Studio in Two Harbors, Minnesota, with the permission of John S. Randall. You can find the John S. Randall Peace Page on Facebook. Just look for John, J-O-N-S, Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L. I'm Kim Leon, your narrator, and I thank my co-producer, Jackson Leon. This was an entry from December 16, 2019. Thank you for listening. When the heathen exists, her precious and beautiful.